Michigan is seeing a sharp rise in deadly crashes involving Amish horse and buggies. According to Michigan State Police, 4 Amish people have died in buggy crashes so far this year. Many others, including children, have been left with serious or permanent injuries. Crashes are happening in rural counties where buggies travel on 55-mile-per-hour roads. Police say the most common cause is drivers trying to pass too close or too fast. Some crashes have also involved drugs, alcohol, or distracted driving. In March, a buggy driver died near Gladwin County after an SUV tried to pass a school bus and struck the carriage. In August, a family of 7 was hit in Montcalm County during a passing attempt, and a 4-month-old baby died later. In another case, a 10-year-old girl in Van Buren County lost both legs after a rear-end crash at high speed. According to MLive, most Amish buggies travel around 12 miles per hour, and some are hard to see, especially in dark or foggy conditions. Health officials and county sheriffs say most crashes could be prevented if drivers slow down, leave space behind buggies, and only pass when there is a safe, open lane. As long as cars and buggies share the same roads, safety will depend on drivers paying attention. I'm Brian Vish for WLEN, Lenawee's local news station.